Good morning. 00 hours. Mostly cloudy. 66 degrees. Good morning. 0100 hours. Mostly cloudy. 67 degrees. Good morning. 0200 hours. Partly cloudy. 67 degrees. Good morning. 0300 hours. Mostly clear. 66 degrees. Good morning. 0400 hours. Mostly cloudy. 66 degrees. Good morning. 0500 hours. Mostly cloudy. 66 degrees. Good morning. 0600 hours. Mostly cloudy. 66 degrees. Good morning. 0700 hours. Mostly cloudy. 67 degrees. Good morning. 0800 hours. Mostly cloudy. 67 degrees. Good morning. 0900 hours. Mostly cloudy. 68 degrees. Good morning, 1000 hours. Cloudy. 68 degrees. Good morning, 1100 hours. Cloudy. 70 degrees.
CHETL Mobile.
Good afternoon, 1200 hours. Cloudy, 68 degrees.
CHETL Mobile.
Good afternoon, 1300 hours. Cloudy, 73 degrees.
KE8UXT for KE8UXM. KE8ETL Mobile.
Good afternoon, 1400 hours. Mostly cloudy. 68 degrees.
Break before it's getting you out there. Quit your pushing in your chest. Just need a little leverage.
Good afternoon, 1500 hours, mostly cloudy, 75 degrees.
Station calling, this is K8ETL. You're very scratchy coming into the repeater. Come again, you're barely reading. unreadable. I can't make out what you're saying. That's not much better, a little bit. Can you increase your power?
No, this is a handheld.
Okay, I could make you out a little bit better that time. The name here is Eric. How you doing today? You're not making the repeater. Sorry to have to tell you that, but just letting you know, you're having a really hard time keeping that repeater open.
Kilo Echo 8 Zulu Tango Papa, he was there for a minute. He needs to go back to his previous location where you heard him more audibly.
Oh, I definitely agree. K8EPL.
You're still scratchy. Any way to make sure you're on full power and that your HT is pointing towards the repeater? Still coming in a bit scratchy. I heard some of it, but you're still scratchy, sir. This is Kilo Echo 8 Z Tango Papa.
Yes, testing.
That one was a little bit better, but say your call sign again, please.
Kilo Foxtrot 8 Z Bravo. Sierra, Quebec. Kilo, Foxtrot, 8, Bravo, Sierra, Quebec.
Now that was very readable. Wherever you're at right there, stick that or put a note in it, because that was very readable. You're Kilo, Foxtrot, 8, Bravo, Sierra, Quebec. This is Kilo, Echo, 8, Zulu, Tango, Papa. Readable but scratchy. Over.
Oh, that is great. I will remember this spot in my yard. My first time to use my ham radio. So, very green. Over.
Yes, that spot in your yard is a very good spot. Put an X down below your feet. That is where you need to be at. If you're still using the rubber ducky on your handheld, I would advise you getting a quarter wave, that will probably help you out as well, or even get Magmount and use a cookie sheet with it. Over.
That's the plan. Definitely an upgrade antenna. That way it would be better. But glad to be able to connect. 73 KF8 DFC.
Well, you have a good day. This is Kilo Echo 8, Z Tango Papa, 73, and clear.
static, and I just made a mistake. I switched channels on my duplex.
That one's better, over.
Okay, you're coming in loud and clear right now.
I think I'm standing at the right spot.
You sound much better now. Can you hear me okay?
Clear, very clear, over.
That's good. This is... So it's good to know that that's working. This is the one I have the antenna on that I just put up. Sure what to do about that.
See, that one was good. No static. I don't know what you were doing, where you are, but that exact last contact was last sentence you said is clear, very clear.
Afternoon, 1600 hours, mostly cloudy, 75 degrees.
Maybe it's not the repeater. KBAOOE, Kilo, Bravo, 8, Oscar, Oscar, Echo.
VHF hub disconnected. Good afternoon, 1700 hours, mostly cloudy, 74 degrees. Good evening, 1800 hours. Mostly cloudy, 74 degrees. VHF hub connected to Fenton 78. UHF hub connected to Flynn 600. Node 53696 disconnected. UHF hub connected to FBI hub. UHF hub connected to node 53696.
Yo, W8F.
Who are you calling a yo-yo? Finally leaving the office. Long day.
I guess, but, well, I suppose that's just, some potential good stuff in play. That's good, I guess. You have all that work to do.
Yeah, it makes up for the occasional Tuesday morning I can sleep in till 9 and drink coffee till noon and do a crossword puzzle. It's been, you got those days and then you got the work 8 hours on a Sunday day. So that's fine. It's all good.
Well, I had every intention of coming home and doing this, and I ended up doing that. And, so here I sit. I mean, I got some stuff done, but for the most part, laundry was the big one. God, I needed to do laundry today. Day's not over, but still.
Yeah, that's one of those things that can get away from you if you're not, if you don't keep up on it. You're a little light into the system. I'd give you about an 80%. You kind of come and go just a little, fade just a little bit. No, it's not bad, it's copyable, but it's a little light.
I shall switch to a radio.
We're loud and clear.
Yeah, I was putzing around with that little HT I was telling you about. I was trying to see how would you do DTMF without a keypad. I've got a Yaesu that's the same way. It's not a bad little radio, but no DTMF pad, which I need. And so I was checking out this little ICOM, and it's not bad. They implement it on the fly pretty well. You know, it's not as easy as just, you know, keying up and hitting a DTMF keypad, but it's not horrible.
Okay. I will say, too, that the audio was a little light on that one, which doesn't improve the signal-to-noise ratio. Audio level to signal-noise ratio when it's a little light. But I know that can be a work in progress. But anyway, yeah, so how would you do it? Would you have to, like, pre-program something in a menu, or... Is there an app for that, I guess, for lack of a better word?
I'm sorry, to do what? To do the DTMF? What did I brain fart on there?
Yeah, to transmit DTMF tones if you need to for node control or something else.
Okay, yeah, app threw me for a loop. No, it's just a function of the radio. You press a key, and one of the choices is DTMFTX, and direct input. And then you have to, you know, use the top knob to roll to the character you want, then hit the arrow over, and then the next character and the arrow over, and then you hit transmit, whatever you put in. So it's not convenient. And then you can store memory. So if you had a node and you were frequently,
you know, doing certain things like disconnecting, you could put those in the memories. You could just roll to one and hit it. So, you know, it's just, it's basically DTMF memories or a quick keypad or queue you could load up and send on the fly. But it's still, you know, character, you know, roll the knob to the character, move the cursor over. Roll the knob to the character, move the cursor over. It's somewhat painful in that regard.
Okay, so I get that. It's funny, the built-in memory CW key in the 7700 programs the same way. You know, you don't just hit record and record in, you know, send your paddle and it records what you want. You have to go through the menu and, yeah, you dial the VFO to get the thing, and then you got to hit the arrow and get to the next thing. And the counterintuitive part is you don't get a number. If you're in a space and you want to put the number in, you roll the VFO all back and forth. You get all the letters and some characters, but there's no numbers. You have to go to the front panel, you know, number pad and hit the 8, and then it inserts the 8. Yeah, it's just a little quirky. One of the few things I actually had to go to the manual to figure out, but I want you to do it a couple times. But, yeah, well, it's more functions with fewer controls, and there's something for that.
Sorry about that. Have to tend to something. Yep. You know, I'd like to, I got a ton of handhelds, and I don't hardly use any of them except for my work one. And I should just round them all up, dump them all, and just try to find one. I wish there was one. You know, the ones we were talking about earlier, those were great radios. I liked them in almost every way. I loved my old TH-78. That was a great radio. And had a keypad that was hidden behind a sliding cover, and, you know, so you didn't have to have it out there, you know, all the time to get bumped. And it was a dual band, dual watch, and all that good stuff. I don't know if it could do VV and UU. I think that was just before VV UU came out, because I find that very useful, where you can have dual U or dual V on a dual bander, because I rarely use VHF, but I'm frequently using two different things for UHF. So if I could find a really nice, you know, one that's dual band, dual watch, you know, then that would be good. But, you know, a nice keypad. One handheld to rule them all and just get rid of everything else. I don't need any digital modes. I mean, if it came with one, whatever. You know, but I wouldn't buy it for that reason.
I do well remember the TH-77 and the 78 and the W-2. I have a W-2A that I've listed for sale a few times without any bites. I guess I need to find the right price and get that listed correctly. It was a good radio. I had 2 new batteries for it and found a microphone and a charger cord and all that stuff. Spent more than what the thing is worth cumulatively on the market. So. Oh well. It was rent, I guess. But, yeah, you know, in the 32AT I use all the time, but it doesn't do much, but what it does pretty darn well. With the exception of the internal speaker, the internal speaker in there, I think, you know, came the diaphragm came delaminated or something, so it sounds terrible. You know, it's kind of raspy and tinny and needs to be opened up and probably have the internal speaker repaired or replaced. That is an issue on that one, but the external speaker mic sounds fine, so just use it that way.
You and your IC32.
It is a relic. But that's good little radio, it works. Well, anyway, I'm about 5 minutes from home, and I have not had much of a lunch, just snacks at the office, which is bad, 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 bad. I'm going to fix myself a cocktail or pour myself a glass of something and figure out what's for dinner. I will catch you anon. W8FU, KBB.
Yeah, sorry about that pause there. I had to attend to something. But, okay, yeah, I'm going to do the same 624 here. I'm going to figure out what, if anything, we're doing for child food. I think this Ozempic might finally be having an effect on me. You know, I had that breakfast this morning, and I'm just not hungry. So I don't know if that Ozempic's finally starting to have an effect, which is one of the things it's supposed to do. That's not why I take it, but I hear that's one of the beneficial side effects for us fatties with diabetes. So, but I still got to figure out what I'm going to do, because if I don't, then I'm going to regret it, and then I'll eat something really bad, and then, you know, close to bedtime, which is worse. All right, I'll talk to you in a bit. W8FU. W8NS. Nick, let me just jump in and say hi real quick, and I'm going to tend into figuring out what's for dinner here. I just noticed it's already 6:30. But how you doing?
Yeah, I just heard the end of your conversation there. I just left the grocery store myself doing the same thing, but wanted to say that Ozempic is a great one, and yes, it's exactly what it'll do. It'll depress you a little bit, but for us diabetics with fatty issues, it's a good one. I will love it.
Yeah, I was already on another one, Trulicity, once a week injectable, and I asked at my last doctor's appointment, I said, can you switch me over to this Ozempic? And they said, yep, no problem. And I think it's cheaper, and you know, and not for me, it doesn't matter. It's all the same price for me, but I think it's cheaper, you know, so I don't know why they didn't recommend that. And I like the, you know, the kit is a lot better. With the one pen and the replaceable needles, you know, with the Trulicity, I had a pen for every injection. And so every injection, you have to refrigerate them all, and I'd get 3 months' worth. So I'd have to have these, you know, boxes stacked up in the refrigerator, you know, and for one pen of every Saturday. And then I have to dispose of one every week. And this one here, you know, it's you get a month's worth in a single pen in real small and compact. So I kind of like it better in that regard, if nothing else. And if it does everything that Trulicity does, plus, you know, suppress my appetite and give me some weight loss benefits, hey, that's a big win. But anyhow, let me jump out of here. I don't know where you're at. You might comment. You were real solid when you first came in, and there was some picket fencing during that last one, but I caught everything. So I'm taking it you're running around St. Clair there.
Yeah, all good. It'll be just back in the driveway at the house. So, went right in the grocery store and back in the driveway here. But, yeah, we'll do that combo the next time around. So, get yourself something. 673, we'll catch you. We'll be done at 3.
Okay, real good. Catch you later. WNFU.
Good evening, 1900 hours, cloudy, 67 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours, cloudy, 67 degrees.
W8FSM. W8FU.
Sound check.
Good evening. 21 hours. Mostly cloudy. 66 degrees. Good evening. 22 hours. Mostly cloudy. 66 degrees.
KC is OIE, golf cart and mobile. I'm clear. KC is OIE, golf cart mobile. KC is OIE, sir.
Good evening, 23 hours. Mostly clear. 65 degrees.